Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Well, frankly, I think that the obsession with losing weight is overdone in our modern American culture. I resent being told that I'm overweight because my BMI, my body mass index, a calculation that determines your weight status based on your weight in relation to your height, is too high. I exercise, I eat carefully, but I do eat heartily. Food is one of God's good gifts to us, and we are meant to enjoy it. But I can't seem to get rid of those 10 pounds or so that I need to shed so that my weight can be more acceptable to the modern mathematical norms of health. I do realize, though, that it would be good to shed those extra pounds. There's no doubt that being overweight contributes to cholesterol problems, high blood pressure, heart issues, diabetes, and many other, frankly, very dangerous health conditions. I imagine what it would be like to walk everywhere with 2 5-pound or worse 10-pound weights in my hands, and that's what it means to be 10 or 20 pounds overweight. And, well, let's face it, we live in a culture of abundance, and as good as that may be in many ways, it only contributes to Americans being, in most cases, overweight. Just look at the average girth of men and women who shop at Costco's and Sam's Clubs, and, well, you know what I mean. Prosperity has its own problems. I sometimes liken the struggle to lose those pesky extra pounds to the Christian struggle with remaining indwelling sin. I'm not dominated by food, but I am tempted by it. I don't want to be overly introspective and self-preoccupied about my eating habits, but I do need to examine myself. And as with ongoing repentance from sin, I need the ongoing repentance of eating and drinking beyond what is good, and also the ongoing discipline of eating and drinking wisely all the time. As the great German reformer Martin Luther said in the first of his 95 theses that sparked the Protestant Reformation 500 years ago, the whole of the believer's life on earth should be a constant repentance. It's eternally important that you live that way in your relation to God, but it's temporally important that you apply the same principle to your habits of eating and drinking. Well, today, I want to use myself as an object lesson as we tackle this very, very common challenge in weight loss, not the challenge of shedding lots and lots and lots of weight and doing that carefully under a doctor's supervision, but the struggle to shed those pesky extra pounds, those pounds that can make the difference between your being overweight and your having a healthy weight. You know that you want to shed those pounds, and I do too, so join with me as we learn how to do it. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise, and there in their fascinating nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists. Matt's our ideal guest today on HealthWise. He was a fitness trainer. Now he's an experienced nutritional advisor, and he's a model of someone who's trim and physically fit himself. I get jealous when I see Matt at Cottage Pharmacy. You can call Matt with your questions on today's HealthWise topic, shedding those pesky extra pounds. Call in number 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. But for now, welcome, Matt. Good to have you back with us on HealthWise.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for that introduction. That was phenomenal.
Well, I told you, you make me jealous when I see your trim. I used to be like that, too, but you're younger than I am. Okay. All right. I come into the nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy, and I've got your ears. The line's not long, as it usually is. My doctor has told me again that my body mass index is too high. I've got to shed about 10 to 15 pounds to get my weight in the healthy range. Help me out.
Okay. Well, first thing you want to do is look at your nutrition and your diet. Take an objective look at what you're eating. You know, if you keep a journal or something, that's usually helpful. And from there, you can go to exercise and then supplement.
Whoa! So let's do a journal a bit. My guess, Matt, and here again, autobiography. We probably all eat larger portions than we should. Is that right?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah, you can tell when you're in a restaurant, and they. I know for me, it's like rather than have an egg sandwich with two eggs on two pieces of bread, I've got to remind myself to just have the one piece of bread and one egg. But what would you put in the journal if you did that?
Well, actually, you can write out exactly what you eat over the course of a day. I have people who come see me, and I'll tell them to, you know, record what they've eaten and then come back in about a week, and then we would look at it together, which is very helpful. There are also apps that you can download on your phone that are extremely helpful, and they can actually calculate the number of calories you've had in nutrients.
Yeah, excellent. Anyone in particular you recommend?
I believe it's called Fitness Pal.
Okay.
It's very helpful. You can log fast food in there. You can log brand name foods, and they'll already have in their, their data banks the calories and the nutrients in those foods. So it takes a lot of, it's very, very helpful.
Yeah. So if you put in a Big Mac, for example, which you probably shouldn't put in if you're trying to lose weight, that would know the number of calories in that. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very, very helpful. That's excellent. Matt, let's back up a little bit. This body mass index thing, as a nutritionist and you were a fitness trainer, is that overdone a bit? I mean, if I were as thin as I'm supposed to be with a body mass index, I'd have to lose about 35 pounds, and I think I'd feel like a string bean. Is this overdone a bit?
I believe it's more of a... It's a guideline than an actual standard for health. Two things actually is that it doesn't take into consideration your muscle mass. So someone who say has a wider frame who carries more muscle mass is going to naturally be heavier. And muscle mass isn't the same kind of weight as fat. It's basically healthy weight.
That's not one of my issues. I don't
right.
think that's okay. But I mean, it's the point is we should try to get our weight down a bit and sort of feel good. I mean, I've also read elsewhere that as you get older, a few extra pounds really are not a bad thing for you. I don't know, where are you on that scale of assessing things with weight?
Well, it depends. I think that we naturally, as we get older, we carry more weight, whether it's our body is storing more fat or, just the process of aging, just the extra our organs and things and our body changes over time.
Yeah, and so that's natural. Of course, women after the change of life, and I think men as well. But let's face it, we can use that as an excuse. I want to get to the nutrition aspect, but you mentioned exercise. What do you recommend? The discipline of a gym or a fitness center or things we can do at home or what?
It doesn't necessarily have to be done at a gym. Just being active. Just looking at your day and seeing where can I burn a few more calories? If you take the elevator to get to the third floor every day for work, maybe take the stairs.
Yeah, right.
That can, burn a significant number of calories.
Yeah, park farther away from the store when you go so you can walk to it.
Yeah. Okay. Our technology, our phones, our smartphones are very helpful, and definitely try and utilize them because a lot of people don't know this, but if you have an iPhone, it has a built-in pedometer. So if your phone is on while you're walking, it's actually tracking your...
Oh, that's great. Steps. That's great to know. Excellent. Yeah. So how can they access that on their iPhone? Now, how do they access the pedometer?
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a health. It comes with the.
The health app that's on there.
The health app you can't delete.
Okay. Yeah. Probably just probe. You can tell I haven't probed my health app a little bit on my iPhones. Okay. There you go. Matt, let's talk about the food nutrition angle here. I'm really into smoothies for breakfast. I make my own, and I finally found out this is how you pronounce K-E-F-I-R. It's kefir. Kefir is the proper pronunciation. It's called yogurt with an attitude. And I blend in a banana and organic berries, some honey, vanilla extract, and cinnamon. Are those things helpful or not for losing weight?
They are. They're convenient, for one. They're homemade. It's much better than if you're on the go. It's much better to make a smoothie than it is to stop at, say, a fast food restaurant for breakfast. You can put a number of healthy ingredients in there. Yogurt is a great kefir, which is basically a yogurt that is drinkable. It's a very great base for a smoothie.
And you can actually take the culture, which looks like little cauliflower florets, and prepare your own every day. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, it's excellent. So long as the smoothies aren't loaded with sugar,
right.
There. Another thing I found too, I would imagine you concur, is to use the organic berries because apparently the remnants of the pesticides can be in the other berries. Is that correct?
Yeah, whenever you eat a whole fruit, it's always better to go the organic route.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Okay, let's go to the nutrition department, since you manage the nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy. Are there vitamins and minerals that can help, really, really help with this?
There are vitamins and minerals and supplements for, food supplements that can assist in the process. I don't believe that one ingredient is going to be the miracle weight loss pill.
Yeah, these ads that we read for miracle weight loss are not miracles, right?
Right. It's a very when you see weight loss on a bottle, it's a very serious claim. It's not a claim that it's very realistic.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways,
okay.
Unfortunately.
Right. Okay, so we're on the minerals and the supplement. There is their assistance to us.
Yeah.
How so, and what contribute to helping?
Well, if you take something, say you make a smoothie every morning, I'd look at some of the ingredients in the smoothie. Basically, as a rule of thumb, if you want to lose weight, you up your fiber intake and you up your protein, because this will keep you full. It also will help clean out. Fiber is great for cleaning out your colon, your intestines, which can harbor, toxins and excess weight. You can be storing and stuck in your intestines.
Yeah, and you're getting this fiber, I would assume, from particularly the berries or the fruits, the vegetables that you'd be putting in. Correct.
There's fiber in berries and fruits. In the form of pectin, but some of the insoluble fiber, the heavy-duty fiber, comes from, I would say, add a ground flax seed to your smoothie,
okay.
A psyllium husk to your smoothie, psyllium husk powder. Those are the things you can come to Cottage Pharmacy and pick up, psyllium husk and the ground flax seed. And
Matt, am I right on the psyllium husk, because this is the kind of thing that you take for regularity? You do have to be careful of added ingredients in there that might not be helpful, correct?
Right. You'd want to opt for an organic psyllium husk or a psyllium husk that's a higher grade.
Yeah, and you have that at Cottage Pharmacy. Okay. Yeah, we're talking with Matt Lombardo, the subject today that it's probably going to apply to just about all of you in here, shedding those pesky extra pounds, and just getting into this interview. But we invite you to call with your questions, 631 855-5400. And we'll be back for more on shedding those pesky extra pounds after this message from Cottage Pharmacy.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko here with you on this week's edition of HealthWise. My guest again is Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy, talking about losing those pesky extra pounds that most of us have. And if you'd like to call with your questions, 631-955-5400. Matt, I've been reading about, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Garcinia cambogia. Is that the way you pronounce it?
Cambogia.
No, Cambogia. Okay, Garcinia cambogia. Can you demystify that for us? I mean, is this stuff really worth it? And are some brands better than others?
Well, it's an herbal remedy that's been around forever, and it's for a long time it was sold basically as a blood sugar assister. It kind of helped to balance blood sugar, and then it became more popular for weight loss.
Okay.
What it does basically is it inhibits an enzyme in our liver that converts sugar into fat.
Okay.
So it helps with basically blocking fat from being produced.
So what is this, a pill that you take? Or
It's a pill, yeah.
Okay. Is it worth it? I mean, the claims for it are quite phenomenal. Is it something you recommend?
It's something that if you're... It will work in conjunction with your lifestyle. It will help. It will, like I said earlier, it's basically an assister.
Okay.
It will help, but it's not the cure all for weight loss.
All right. Okay. So I guess we gotta don't give us the price. Have to see if it's in our budget. The other one is green tea. Green tea is supposed to be of help in shedding those pesky extra pounds, and you get that in pill form. You recommend that?
Green tea is one of the things that I generally recommend when someone comes in and they're telling me that they want to lose weight. It helps in a few ways. It's got a little bit of caffeine, so it gives you that energy. It's a natural source of an amino acid called L-theanine that can help with focus. And when you combine the focus and energy factor, it kind of is like a natural appetite. Yeah. Suppressant.
Yeah, so you can get it as a pill or just probably even more refreshing. You just take it as hot or cold tea, correct?
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, great. We have a phone call from Chris. Chris, welcome to HealthWise. What's on your mind today?
Well, the issue is bread. I love bread, and I used to be told, as all of us were, that wheat bread is the best bread, but now I'm hearing that it's not all wheat bread, that even some wheat bread can very detrimental.
Oh my!
Weight gain and so on. So
yeah,
your best suggestion on the best bread.
Well, that's a great question, Chris. Yeah, Matt, how do you respond to that one?
My suggestion would be to eat bread in moderation. The best quality bread, I would say, is something the heartier, the better. The more grains, the more whole grains, the better. Ezekiel bread. Is a very popular brand that has whole grains. It's a sprouted bread.
Yeah,
it's very grainy. I would aim for that in your grocery store. Stick to the whole grains. grain.
Yeah, you should check the ingredients to be sure that there's the amount of grain. And even when it says whole wheat, that doesn't mean that it's whole, all wheat bread. So,
right.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, for the phone call. You've mentioned shakes. I don't mean the shakes that we have because we're ill, but the shakes you drink. What shakes do you sell at Cottage Pharmacy that can help with weight loss, and how do you use them?
We have shakes here that are basically meal replacements that will keep you full. They're high in protein, high in fiber, and they'll keep you satisfied for a long time, and it'll help to break up your meals so you don't eat quite as much per meal.
Yeah, one of the things you've suggested that I've begun to put into practice, to show you, Matt, I do listen carefully to you, is decrease my portions of each meal, but then have just something light like a granola bar or something for a snack in the middle time, and I find that somewhat stanches my hunger when it comes to the main meals. What about juice fasts? I mean, fasting in itself is a discipline, so long as you do it with your doctor's understanding. But these juice fasts, are they helpful in losing weight?
I'm not a big fan of juice fasting. I think it depends on what kind of juice you're making. If it's a fruit, if you're juicing fruit, it could be very high in sugar. Some juicing too much of certain things can be dangerous, or cause a lot of stomach discomfort. So you have to be careful.
Is that because of the acid that's in the fruit, or?
Well, something like red beets are very high in nitrates, and they can wreak havoc on your stomach if you go overboard.
Yeah. Also, if you had problems with kidney stones, you've got to be careful to
get
too much intensity of all that. Yeah, we found that when we were juicing things, we went through that phase. All the pulp would be taken out, and we'd have the juice. And so, what we did is we began to make muffins with the pulp and with good flours, not the processed wheat flour, processed white flour. But that was a good use of everything.
Sure, that's great.
Yeah, excellent. The other one you've mentioned is apple cider vinegar. Now, see, I've gotten my wife and me having apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. Does that help you lose weight?
Well, it stimulates digestion, and it helps your body break down proteins. And it, in turn, can jumpstart your metabolism.
Okay. And you have that with a meal? Of course, people have asked, can't you get too much of that acid in your system?
Well, it's recommended that it's taken before a meal. I use apple cider vinegar in moderation. If I don't take it every day, I'm not really too concerned about it. I try and take it when I feel like I need it.
Yeah, I'll take it with my... in the morning when I get up, and that help you wake up.
Yeah.
But also, we found that since we've been doing the smoothies with the kefir, at least I got that pronounced right, that has helped tremendously with digestion as well. Some of our listeners are going to have children that are, if not obese, overweight. That's become an increasing problem in our culture. I'm not going to call it an epidemic because it's not a disease. What counsel for parents with young children?
Just encourage physical activity as much as you possibly can, because a lot of, technology is a wonderful thing, but I think it's taking away from some of the exercise and the outdoor activity.
Am I right, Matt, that frankly, if we all, we can be obsessed with diet, but if we were to, say, take a walk after each meal, or make it a point to walk to the post office rather than drive to it, how much help would that be in dealing with these pesky extra pounds?
It would be a game changer. It would absolutely have an effect,
okay.
For sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we've tried to do. And before we're done, it's not good to lose too much weight too quickly, right?
Right.
how do you advise people that, I mean, what's a reasonable weight loss goal for a week?
1 to 2 pounds a week.
Okay, 1 to 2 pounds a week, and you advise people they really should be checking the scale every day, some say every week, or what?
I would not suggest once a day. Your weight can fluctuate within the day a few pounds. You know, it's not very accurate. I would suggest to check your weight once a week, at the same time, the same day, every week. And I would kind of judge it over a month
okay.
long period rather than a weekly period.
Yeah, yeah, that's very good advice, Matt. I appreciate that. I know one of the things that we talk about frustrations in these things. Oh, I don't like the word frustration. That's really an adult temper tantrum. But is when I fast for a day, I normally take Friday for various reasons. At least from Thursday night to my dinner on Friday is a day of fasting, other than a small smoothie that I have. And the next day, I will weigh myself on the scale, and I'll actually weigh more. So I don't know, from the vagaries of the way our system works, I guess that's the idea. Well, Matt, thanks again for being with us on HealthWise today.
Me.
Good having you here. And our thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. You can visit Cottage Pharmacy, and you ought to visit Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. It's a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will receive a special 20% discount, not only in the nutrition department, but on surgical and medical supplies, and also in the boutique. Again, that's Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. And be sure to look for Matt when you're visiting the nutrition department. Tell him you heard him on HealthWise. Also, a toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. Get your 20% discount there. See you next week.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.